T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, if you are a student of history, you are probably already aware of our connection, this area's connection, Washington County in particular, the connection between our area and the Whiskey Rebellion. But one of the things that I have learned in the last 5.5 months since I've been here on KDKA Radio is there's always something I didn't know. Here to talk about not only the Whiskey Rebellion, but a bus tour that's happening tomorrow is Tracy Liberatore. She is the executive director of the Bradford House. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You know, before we talk about the Whiskey Rebellion tour, let's give folks who don't have a real perspective on what the Bradford House is some insight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So the Bradford House is a stone brick house located on Main Street in Washington, Pennsylvania. We were built in 1788 for David Bradford, who the connection is, he was one of the leaders of the Whiskey Rebellion. The Bradford House became a museum in 1965. So we've been around a long time. We're kind of referred to as a hidden gem or the old stone house on Main. We are open year-round for appointments. We have docents dressed in 18th century clothing. We do school tours. We do special events like this Whiskey Rebellion tour. So we are here to share history, basically around the 18th century history and the Whiskey Rebellion.
And I was going to say, you mentioned school tours. I was going to use that into the segue. Tomorrow night, this is not a tour for school groups, correct?
Correct. It is actually on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, Sunday. I'm sorry.
You're fine. It's on Sunday. It starts at 9. It is an all-day event. No, it is for adults. Kids are welcome to come, but due to the cost of it, it's more centered towards adults. We actually had a school district spend 4 days with us last week. They brought all of their third graders, and we taught them about clothing and toys and all kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
So that was geared towards kids. This is more of an adult thing. You're correct.
So then tie this all in for me. I'm sure that a lot of people don't necessarily or don't know how to connect the Whiskey Rebellion, even with David Bradford.
Okay, so there are different parts of the Whiskey Rebellion. David Bradford was a lawyer in the 18th century, and I mentioned that his house was built in 1788. The Whiskey Rebellion actually started in 1794, and since he was a lawyer, he actually represented the farmers. And is trying to put a link to all this for you. There are different sites within our area. So 20 minutes from us, you have the Woodville Plantation. And the Woodville Plantation, located in Bridgeville, was the home of John Neville, a tax collector. His house was burned down during the Whiskey Rebellion. And then you go just another 20 minutes, and you're in the South Park. And that is home of Oliver Miller. And Oliver Miller actually represented the farmers. So you have, the tax collector, because the tax collector taxed the farmers on the whiskey, which led to the Whiskey Rebellion. So that's the short answer.
And let me just say this. It is a Whiskey Rebellion bus tour, but
yes,
Folks should not expect to be drinking whiskey while they're on the tour.
Correct. We have some wonderful whiskey distilleries around our area that we can guide people to, but this is strictly just education. And there will be food, some 18th century snacks along the way, and we'll be having lunch at South Park Clubhouse. But you are correct. No actual whiskey at this event.
So not a whiskey lover necessarily, but a history lover is who is likely to participate on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Now, you still have seats available on the bus?
Yes, we do.
And how do folks get more information if they want to come along on the tour?
Wonderful. You can get tickets at our website, which is www.bradfordhouse.org. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can just get your tickets that way.
Now, have you done this tour before, or is this a first?
No, this is an absolute first. I had the idea because when people visit the house, our house, we actually tell them about the other places and, you know, start thinking, well, we've never done this, where in one day you can visit all the sites.
Indeed. Sounds like fun. And the website again is Bradford House, all one word, .org.
Correct. You're right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much for joining us, Tracy Liberatore from the Bradford House in Washington County. Actually, you're actually in Washington, PA, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thanks so much. Sounds like fun.
Thank you so
Have
much.
A good Bye. Time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.